In Cry, The Beloved Country, Alan Payton says, "The tragedy is not that things are broken. The tragedy is they are not mended again." I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Fishermen in the Sea of Galilee use nets to do the work of being in the fishing industry, of course. Nets faced regular stress and strain as tools of the trade. They went from being dry to wet, from the sun to shade to sea. Dry rot and mold was always a threat. Then there's the stress and strain of being thrown into the sea and the stresses of holding the weight of an immense catch. There was always the push and pull on the nets as tools of the trade. In Matthew's gospel in the 4th chapter, Jesus comes along two brothers who were mending their nets. Why? Why do we have this lesson on fishing 101? Well, a fisherman could always fish from the shore if they didn't have a boat, but without any nets or nets in good and working order, they couldn't fish at all. Have you noticed? Broke shows up every now and then. Relationships can break down. Equipment can break. Mind and bodies can also break. Things that appear to be solid and set can rip apart. The things we use every day to get things done, from cell phones to cars, computers to carts, policies to praxis, programs to pencils, the stuff we can't get along without to get our stuff done. But remember, it's not that it breaks. It's the failure to engage in the activities that maintain or mend, prepare or restore, fix or fix up. And the greatest mender in the universe is, of course, Jesus Christ, to save his people from their sins. The power to redeem is central to the Lord's teaching. So if it's you that needs a little mending today, why don't you call upon Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And then remember, if you don't mend those nets or any tools of the trade or anything you use on a regular basis to get stuff done, maybe you need to pay a little attention to it today. Mend if it's necessary, because all work with no maintenance or mending is a prescription for a breakdown. So, beloved, take some time today to engage in mending or maintenance activity. Take a break. Step back. Slow down. Fix up. Stand still. Pray. Maintain. Get a tune-up so you can continue to do what you do best. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.